With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president's announcement came after Lebanon and Israel held their first direct diplomatic talks in decades this week here in Washington, hosted by Secretary of State Rubio. For more than a month, Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group have been at war. The president wrote on social media that he had excellent conversations with Lebanon's president and Israel's prime minister, and that he'll be inviting them for talks in Washington. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a former candidate for governor of Virginia takes his own life and that of his wife, Bernie Bennett reports.
Police say that Justin Fairfax, Virginia's former lieutenant governor and a rising star in the Democratic Party, before his career was derailed by sexual assault allegations, killed his wife before killing himself. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says the couple was found dead at the Northern Virginia home in Annandale after their teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight Thursday. Fairfax and his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax, were going through a divorce, and Fairfax was served recently with papers that indicated when he was next to appear in court. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A video surfaced in a Senate contest in Maine of the Democrat candidate praising Hamas for killing Israelis. Maine Senate candidate Graham Platner repeatedly praised the tactics used by Hamas terrorists in comments made about a graphic video of a Hamas raid into Israel in 2014. On Wall Street, investors right now trying to keep recent gains alive, and it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 81 points at this hour. The NASDAQ is up by 40. This is SRN News. The atheists strike again, Michael Harrington explains.
The City Council of Ravenswood, West Virginia, has agreed to stop opening its meetings with prayer under threat of a lawsuit by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group spends much of its energy on efforts to scour the public square of any reference to Christianity, threatening lawsuits if its demands are not met. Many small and mid-sized communities give in rather than face the possibility of a costly legal battle. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration has fired four Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says no department should conduct selective prosecution based on ideological beliefs. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court's newest justices have publicly chided conservative colleagues.
In a speech at Yale Law School this week, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson delivered a lengthy assessment of roughly two dozen court orders that have allowed President Trump to put in place controversial policies, despite lower courts finding them likely illegal. The orders on matters including immigration and federal funding cuts often are issued with little or no explanation. Jackson referred to them as scratch paper musings that fail to acknowledge real people are involved. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The likelihood of NFL replacement refs enters a new stage. Several replacement officials have completed hiring steps, including background checks, and will soon progress to undergoing physical exams. And that is per a memo sent to teams obtained by the Associated Press. You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.